impoverished or rich beyond measure, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, 2 Corinthians 6:10. We may have little materially, but if we are Christians, we have the riches of Christ's love and all of eternity to enjoy it. Furthermore, we have eternal life and an eternal home in which to dwell. We will live forever in the presence of God our Father and in the overwhelming love He has for us. The problems we face today while we are still on this earth pale to nothing. We have Him, and He is our all-sufficient, all-healing, all-comforting Father. We possess all things in Him, and He wants us to share. We may seem to have nothing in the eyes of the world, but we know we possess all things in Christ, and we are to share them, to tell others of Him. There is nothing more valuable, no job more important than to warm ourselves in the joy of His love and to invite others to draw close. As we hold the incredible riches of joy in Christ, we realize that to withhold them from others would be sin beyond words. If we had the cure for cancer and withheld it from the world, we would merit the scorn and shame heaped upon us. Yet if we truly believe, truly know Christ in His fullness, and withhold knowledge of this joy, this fellowship, this forgiveness, this cleansing, we have deprived our fellow humans of life in its greatest form and measure. Know Christ and share Christ. For if we have Him, indeed, we possess all things.